welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. I am Pamela Ferguson, and joining me in studio today is my beloved sister in Christ, Tamara Evans. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you, Pam.
Good to have you here. Friends, Tamara and I are embarking on an exciting journey through the book of Proverbs this year, declaring 2026 as the year of wisdom. I believe, Tamara, that the way we start the year shapes everything that follows. Proverbs chapter 1 opens with a clear message. Wisdom is not optional. It's essential. The chapter doesn't present wisdom as a distant treasure, but as a daily guide calling out to us, offering direction, protection, and clarity. This is God's way of saying that a stable year does not start with a plan. It starts with a posture.
Yes.
A posture that honors Him, listens for Him, and chooses His voice above all others. When we embrace the fear of the Lord, not fear as terror, but fear as reverence, our heart becomes aligned with His voice. And when His voice is loudest, distractions lose their pull. So today, we step into Proverbs chapter 1 as women who are ready to learn,
yes,
ready to grow, and ready to embrace the kind of wisdom that shapes the entire year ahead. It's that time now.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your coffee, get your tea, get your water, whatever your favorite drink, and join Tamara and I as we together discover how to embrace God's wisdom, not only as a solid foundation, but position us to navigate every season with clarity, courage, and purpose. Welcome again, Tamara.
Pam, we are talking about wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And where can we find it?
Yes.
In the Word of God.
Definitely.
So He has called us this year to spend time in His Word.
It's going to be an exciting time.
Yes.
I'm
looking forward to it.
I am myself. Let's start out, Tamara, by discussing what is wisdom? And what does Proverbs chapter 1 reveal about the purpose of wisdom in the life of a believer?
Pam, wisdom is not merely knowledge or intellect.
Mm-hmm.
It is the ability to apply God's truth rightly in everyday life,
mm-hmm,
in our speech, in our decision making, in our relationships, mm-hmm, our work life, mm-hmm, our conduct. You know, Proverbs 1:2 says, to know wisdom and discipline, to comprehend the words of understanding. It's important for our everyday life. Mm-hmm. Wisdom is practical.
Yeah.
It's not theoretical. And it's learned through obedience and through experience with God.
Yeah.
And we demonstrate that we are wise women or mm-hmm people
mm-hmm
through our righteous behavior as believers. So the wise person is the one who lives the word of God out.
Right. And that's it right there.
And not just studying.
That's it right. God's truth lived out in our everyday lives.
Yes.
It's one thing to know it, but it's another thing when we live it out. And
yes,
that's what wisdom is.
Yes.
Living out that truth every day. And it's not easy.
No.
Because we have to check ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
It's doing the right thing and being able to distinguish between right and wrong. And you know, in studying this, what came to thought, Tamara, there are things that can be considered okay or right mm-hmm by the world standard, but not necessarily by God's standard.
Right.
Let's take gossiping.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think that's therapeutic. Some people think they're speaking their truth.
Yeah.
Negative talk.
Yeah.
But that is not right in the eyes of God, because
no,
He said that our words ought to unify,
yes,
ought to build up, ought to provide healing, not to be harmful.
And when we speak the truth, man, we speak it in love.
In love.
That's what the word says.
In love.
So it's just not just saying what you want to say. And scripture helps us with understanding how we can use our words to build up and not tear down, and how we can correct in love through using our words. Mm-hmm. So the word of God gives us instruction on how we ought to, like I said, in our speech and in our conduct, relate to each other.
Yes.
Relate to each other, and that's important. Mm-hmm. So it's wisdom is just not our own reasoning, because naturally we're sinful beings. And so being sinful people, we need the Holy One, the righteous one. To have true discernment, we must be shaped by God's revealed truth in His Word and empowered by His Holy Spirit. So it's not what we feel personally, our personal intuition, what's going on inside our hearts. If our hearts are not transformed or regenerated by the Holy Spirit, then what comes out is sinful. It'll be hurtful and destructive. Mm-hmm. But the wise person yields to the truth of God's word and applies it. So when they do speak, when they do act, it's righteousness coming out and not our own sinful way of doing things.
And I like that the word said that wisdom begins with reverence for God. We have to fear God. That's the foundation, you know, Tamara. In this same Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. And this is not fear as in terror.
No.
But this is fear to reverence God, to submit to Him, to be in awe of Him.
Yeah.
He said, this is the beginning of wisdom. And we can only know how to fear God when we are in His words, studying His word and seeing what He requires of us so that we can go out into the world and live His love.
Yeah, it's the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, is our humble awareness of God's holiness and His authority. Mm-hmm. We need both.
Yeah.
We need to know that as believers, that our God is providentially in control of everything. And He's a holy God. And He wants us as His children to live out His divine truth from our hearts to each other. And so out of our reverence, and you said awe of our great King, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, we then humbly accept His word, His truth. And then we, with the help of the Holy Spirit, of being transformed in our hearts by it, that we can walk it out in our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that is important for us. Mm-hmm. And if we acknowledge that early, especially at the beginning of this year, mm-hmm. and we have a list of things that we want to do, right? We have I want to accomplish this career-wise. I want to do this for my brand. I want to, you know, but entering into the new year with that reverence of God's truth in His word and making a commitment that I'm going to read His word. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to help me to understand it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to memorize it and meditate on it, but I'm also going to apply it. Mm-hmm. Having it up here and not living it out in your heart is two different things. It's not walking in wisdom.
Yep. It's putting Him first.
Putting Him first.
Realizing that you cannot do this on your strength. You need the helper. And so we are putting Him first at the beginning of this year.
Yes.
Direct my path.
Yes.
Show me the way that I need to go, Father, so that I can walk therein and receive success. Because when we look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 33, it reads, but whosoever listens to me will dwell secure and will be at ease without dread or disaster.
Yes.
Wisdom is to fear God.
Yeah.
And we need instructions. We need to follow the instructions of God as laid out in His word. And He said, when we do that, then we will have safety and we will not fear.
Yeah, the word,
disaster.
The word anchor comes in, right? Mm-hmm. That anchor that no matter what is happening around me, I'm anchored in the Lord. So wisdom, it works inwardly first. Mm-hmm. It's shaping our desires our affections and values before our behavior. And so as we read his word, as we get to know him better, as we walk in obedience, then we are transformed by that. Our lives are different. People don't see. She's changed. She's not the same. What's happening? The word of God, the wisdom of God is shaping our everyday life in the boardroom, in the meetings, in our conversations with those who we are family members and loved ones, in the food store. What is different? She's a wise woman. She's a Proverbs 31 woman. Yep. We'll
making
get
good
there.
Decisions.
Making good decisions because the word has anchored her heart.
And you know what I especially like? Wisdom is accessible and it's intentional.
Yes.
It's not something that you have to reach out and grasp for. God said in his word in James chapter 1 verse 5, if anyone lacks wisdom, you should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So you want wisdom. You want to make right choices. You want to make right judgment in this new year. Ask God for wisdom.
Yes. And he, like the word says, he gives it freely.
Freely.
He wants it. Wisdom doesn't escape you. You escape in wisdom.
Yes.
So ask God for it. Humble yourself and say, Lord, I need wisdom. And he gives it liberally, generously, and he doesn't find fault when we ask. And we do it in faith, not doubting. You know, we have to ask without doubt, knowing that God will answer and give us what we need.
Yeah. Proverbs 1 and 7, Tamara says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. How does this phrase, the fear of the Lord, Tamara, function as the foundation for all other wisdom taught in the book?
When we think about it, Pam, reverence must come before knowledge. Learning without fear leads to pride. So if we get the word, we have the instruction, we have it in our hands, we're intellectually sound, we can do a good teaching of it.
Yeah.
We can talk the talk, but wisdom helps us to walk the walk. And that begins with the knowledge of where this wisdom comes from. It does not come from my eloquence. It does not come from my vast knowledge on the subject matter. It comes from God himself, who is all-knowing, all powerful, who created all things and gives us these things to enjoy. So we acknowledge that any information that I have knowledge wise, anything that I can do, because we talked about Nebuchadnezzar.
I was just thinking about that story just now.
And all, you know, the master did, let's take the mental capacity away. And all of that pride is gone. So we have to acknowledge anyone who comes to God must believe that he is, right? And he is rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So that's where it begins.
It's giving God the ultimate authority.
Yes.
And not our human opinion. It's not about us.
Yes.
It's not about us and our intellect. Yes, to be intelligent is good, but that's not enough.
No.
We need more if we're going to walk in wisdom and truth.
Yeah. And so it begins, you know, we start here with worship. First, I am humbling myself and bringing myself to the one who can transform me. So wisdom begins with worship, acknowledging God as our creator, the ultimate authority of our lives, and the ultimate judge of all things. Because sometimes we think we have the knowledge on everything and we can give a good judgment on what we think should be.
Lean not to your own.
Lean not.
Understanding.
And because, that's what it's about.
I mean, I think I can see in the front here, and if I put these glasses on, I won't be able to see, right? So why do I want to trust me? If I can only see this far, I definitely cannot see tomorrow,
all things,
or, you know, the year ahead. And I don't know
what
the new year will hold. I don't know what's in store for me, but I've committed to trusting God with it, to walk with Him on this journey, that whatever comes my way, I can handle it with Him.
And then as believers, we know that as children, as heirs, that the Lord is with us and He will walk us through the journey.
Every step of the way.
He will not leave us nor forsake us. Mm-hmm. So we have a covenant with Him. Mm-hmm. And because we have that covenant, we reverence. It's not terror. It's not being afraid. It's that humble knowledge of knowing. Mm-hmm. And it is in Him I live, move, and have my very being.
And it's a form of submission, submitting to Him. Everything that we are, desire, just submit it and turn it all over into His hands.
Yes, yes.
We talked about reverence, Tamara, and how it's the foundation for wisdom. But equally important is listening to instruction.
Yes.
Why do you think this is the case? I'm reminded about what you said about Nebuchadnezzar. Mm-hmm. And what I notice in studying Proverbs, God sends instructions and warning to us before. He doesn't let us walk into it blindly. And like with Nebuchadnezzar, He warned him, but he didn't listen. Why is instructions important?
Yeah, in Nebuchadnezzar's case, pride comes before the fall. Destruction and the haughty spirit before the fall. Mm-hmm. So the word of God says that. And what wisdom does, it alerts believers to the dangers.
Yeah.
Sinful pride and destructive influences before harm comes. So when the harm comes or the discipline comes, you can see it outplay in your life. Oh, Lord. This is who I was before, and this is now happening to correct me. So the Bible instructs us, and it functions as a protection for believers. It keeps a person from the path that leads to destruction. And we will see it play out in the book of Proverbs, the warnings, especially when I thought about warning the young men not to hang around certain men who tell them, come, let's go. Let's plan. Let's plan to do this type of evil, and we will share the spoils. You know, God warns. And so the word teaches us that God preserves His people through warnings. Mm-hmm. And the discipline is an act of love, not control. We discipline our children, and we tell them when they are wrong, and when they're young, we put them on time out, or we take away privileges. And as they get older, we have something where we say, you're grounded for a month. But we put guardrails around them to protect them from their own folly.
To protect them.
You know? And so the Lord disciplines His children. He said he says He disciplines those He loves. And he disciplines us in a way not to wound us, but to redeem us.
Because He loves us.
Because He loves us.
Because He loves us. That same portion of scripture you mentioned, I want to read it out. And it says from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10, my son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Mm-hmm. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. Let us ambush the innocent without reason. Like Sheol, let us swallow them alive and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We shall find all precious goods. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Throw in your lot among us. We will all have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. He's warning.
Yeah.
Don't go that way.
Yeah.
Hold back your foot. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, you're going to find yourself in problem. And that's the importance about instructions in our life. And instructions require a teachable spirit.
Oh, yes.
If you are self-confident and if you have pride, you probably don't want anybody to tell you anything. And the Bible in Proverbs is warning against that.
Yes.
In order for you to walk in wisdom and in the way of the Lord, you must have a teachable spirit and listen to the instructions, because it's there to protect us.
Yeah, Pam, growth requires humility.
Mm-hmm.
A wise person is teachable and they are not defensive. And I find that the older I get, there's some stubbornness or some deep-rooted things. And I'm talking to God about it. I'm like, I see your word. I'm reading your word. But I see something in me that doesn't want to yield to it. And I said, help me. Help me to yield and become more like Christ. And I think we need to pray these things through, because you have to be aware of your own defensiveness toward truth. The flesh warreth against the spirit. The spirit against the flesh. The flesh does not want to yield, and it cannot yield to the instruction. It doesn't want to.
No.
It fights you. So if you know that that war is going on, you need to pray, especially as we read God's word, because the distractions will come. And we, our minds, you're reading the word, then all of a sudden, don't read the word on your phone. Something pops up. Mm-hmm. You move from the Bible app.
And you go to that.
To the next. Oh, who is this here? And then you forget that you're supposed to be studying the book of Jude. And then, oh, 15 minutes. I think I need to go get a snack. And these things happen. And so you have to know where these weaknesses lie and protect your time in
but
God's word.
The fact that you say you go to God,
yes,
you are already in a good place.
But you have to.
Yeah. Because you acknowledge that. See, listening requires humility.
Yes.
And openness to God's correction. And not many people, there are not a lot of people who can allow themselves to be corrected. And I know it has to be done in the right way. If you're going to correct a brother or a sister, you don't do it in public.
Yeah.
To try to embarrass them or to shame them. You wait until you get a time when you are alone with this person and you can do it.
Yeah.
Right? But even that, a lot of people are not open to that.
No, no. And I think it's because we just like to do things our own way.
The flesh.
The flesh.
It's stubborn.
We don't want to be told or we don't want to be instructed because in especially as you get older, you feel like I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
This, and don't let it be a younger person coming to bring that message on behalf of the Lord. I was just talking to an older sister from another church recently, and she's sharing a story on a young pastor that came into their church. And when they, you know, a family member of hers saw him for the first time, she said, this little boy is a new, you know, and I'm like, you know, I said, I could understand their response.
Right.
I said, but you need to extend grace.
Yes.
And I said, you need to be praying for him.
Yes.
And so it's difficult if the Lord is using someone younger to bring the instruction as well and to kind of correct.
Right.
It's difficult for an older person to accept that. And so we need to walk in humility, whatever age or phase we're in. When it comes to the word of God, he can use any vessel he chooses to bring it to you.
And your advice to them was spot on, Tamara. And it shows your growth that normally the flesh would jump in to say, this is a little child. What can this child tell me about my walk with God?
Mm-hmm.
But the advice that you give, it had to have come from God. And that's where humility and wisdom, you use wisdom in that season to tell them what they should be looking at. And that's what we ought to do as believers. In everything, pray.
And it's walking in meekness. You know, when Jesus was instructing and he spoke among those in the synagogue and so forth, some of the leaders and the Pharisees and Sadducees, isn't this Joseph's, meaning who gave you the authority now to come
and talk to us.
And that's a serious thing we have in the body of Christ.
Oh, yeah. And no, I think not only in the body of Christ, in general.
In general.
Who are you to come and tell me? What? We look at people and it's so easy to judge from the outward.
Yes.
It's so easy to judge based on your qualifications.
Yes.
And sometimes we miss. Now, sometimes it's right. Judge like that. But sometimes we miss what God could be doing because we are looking at the exterior.
Yes. And it's hard to really receive the blessing that God, or the instruction that God wants for your life, if you are looking at the outward appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Because God doesn't look at the outward appearance.
He searches the heart.
It is the heart.
Yeah. And just put yourself in that position.
Yeah.
If you feel that God is calling you to something to do, how would you feel if people look at you and say, you ain't ready?
We go sit back down.
So then put yourself in that position and then use that as the basis for whether or not you should judge someone else in this situation. Tamara, as we wrap up, how does this chapter, Proverbs chapter 1, show the consequences of ignoring wisdom's warning and the benefit that we can receive from it?
Wisdom requires teachability, like we said, and it's not about self-confidence. Pride resists instruction. Reverence welcomes correction.
Mm-hmm.
So wisdom disciplines both our inner life and our outward conduct. We don't get caught up in the worldly wisdom that exalts self.
Mm-hmm.
We, as believers, we look to the biblical wisdom that submits to God. And so we are not operating as the world operates. That leads to destruction. We operate in God's wisdom that brings about life. And then we become a light.
Mm-hmm. You know what I like? Wisdom does not force obedience.
No.
It allows for choices and consequences.
Yes.
The Bible says, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Give you blessings, give you curses. Choose it. I love that God doesn't force us.
No.
He gives us the choice. He said, if you want wisdom, ask for it. I will not hold it back from you. And so I just want to encourage us as we begin this new year to seek God, to seek out his wisdom and his guidance for our lives. We don't know what the future will hold, and we'll be taking a big risk to try to navigate it by ourselves. But if we invite Christ, he will guide us to exactly where we need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Tamara, close us out in prayer, please.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you are the source of all wisdom and understanding. And we bow in your presence, acknowledging our need for your guidance. For without you, our steps are uncertain and our judgment is limited. Grant us, Lord, wisdom that begins with reverence for you. Wisdom that listens before speaking, discerns before deciding, and walks humbly in your truth. Teach us to value correction, to seek counsel, and to choose what is right over what is easy. Order our thoughts, guard our hearts, and align our actions with your will. And may your wisdom, Lord, shape our choices this year. May your wisdom govern our relationships and guide our leadership so that our lives reflect your glory and bring good to others. We trust you to lead us in paths of righteousness. And we thank you for you generously giving wisdom to all who ask. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.